What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Marty's birthday week continues, and while the week may culminate with presents, we lacked his presence yesterday. He returns on this royalty edition of Team of the Day. Los Angeles Kings at some point later on in the show. I can assure you of this, very little Sabres-born royalty in hockey history on this day.
Yeah, well, okay,
we might still get to it.
It was always let's just call it the Brown family week, because my brother was drafted by the LA Kings, and the draft was actually here in Buffalo in 1998. He's a first rounder to the Kings. It's Biron's birthday today on the 12th, so that week was always huge. So my mom's birthday is today, the August the 12th. I was 3 days later on the 15th, and we still don't know if I was technically born on the 14th or the 15th. I ask my mom that every time, because she had 5 minutes like she always would do at home, so she was never late. And when I was born at 12:03, the doctor looked at the clock and said, born on August 15th at 12:03 a.m. And then my mom realized later, she goes, ooh, did he look at the clock on the wall? Did he look at my clock? Because my clock was really 11:58 on the 14th. So we don't know if I'm a 14th or 15th of August birthday.
Is there any way we can go to video review on this?
There is no such thing as video review at the hospital I was born at. There was probably not even like security cameras in the hallway and devices to be able to make sure that
could be a sponsored element moving forward for hospitals in need of a little extra, you know, support staff.
Yes, probably. But then they filled out the paperwork, and all the paperwork were filled out when my mom brought it to the attention of the nurse. She goes, did the doctor look at the clock on the wall? Because there's always that round clock that, or did he look at my night table clock? Because we may have to change. And the nurse goes, paperwork's already been filled out.
Well, the one thing we did learn over the course of time on this Sabres Live show that never goes away, it's a constant all year long. It came with a hint of surprise. That's why I refer back to it. We did establish on the show what your middle name is. Yes. And more importantly, what we think your brother's middle name is. See, these are important things that we've tried to share with the audience.
You know what? Here's
time.
The thing. I now know what my brother's middle name is. And it was not his godfather's name.
Oh,
because it was a lot of time. It was the godfather's name. So my name was Joseph Martin Gaston Biron, because Gaston was my godfather. My brother's name is Joseph Matthew. And so my Aunt Lucy wanted to do something a little different. So she picked the middle name for my brother, and it was Edward. And because my parents met in the town of Saint-Édouard, so then she picked the name of the town. Funny enough, my nephew, my brother's firstborn, his son, his name is Edward as well. So, and it's spelled the French way, E-D-O-U-A-R-D, not with a W like Edward, it's Edward.
Like Mark Edward Vlasic?
Mark Edward Vlasic, you're absolutely right.
Pickles.
As we know. But yeah, so anyway, I knew that, and I had forgotten about that. And I asked my parents when they came to visit. I'm like, hey, what's Uncle Matt's middle name anyway? And then my little nephew Henry goes, you don't know what your brother's middle name is? I'm like, I don't. He goes, that's Edward's name. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have remembered that. But anyway, so but hey, listen. You know what? I missed yesterday's show because I was at the Jim Kelly for Kids golf tournament at Terre Hills in Batavia. And I'll tell you this, for a little while there, my middle name, it wasn't Tiger Woods, but I was, you know, who had probably the best short game in golf, like a name that would come up, right? Like I was probably Phil Mickelson.
I was gonna say lefty. Yeah,
lefty Phil Mickelson. I was so dialed in chipping and approaching from 70 yards out, and I made a 35 foot putt with a bender on hole number three. If you've been to Terre Hills in Batavia, hole number three is a par three. The green is so tiny, very very slanted, and I came in side door, bingo. And then we hit our first party tent, Duffer. And the game stalled for a little bit. Let's just say there was some happy pouches and there was a few extra things that were going on.
Do you know that right on cue, as you were describing that par three, I was like, pretty sure I've been to Terre Hills once and don't remember much after the first few holes.
Yeah.
Because it was a radio-sponsored event, and it got away from us in a big way.
Well, when it's 90-plus degrees and it's under the sun the whole time, as soon as you get – they have – in the Jim Kelly event, for those that have never gone, they take the whole course, 27 holes, right? Mm-hmm. And there is probably 8 – party tents. And when I talk about tents, it's not like a little, like, you know, you go to your, you know, soccer game and everybody pulls up a little tent. And no, it's big, like, you know, wedding tents where people are under, there's food, there's bands, there's DJs, and everybody gathers there because it's a long day. So you're eating and you're drinking, and then you're eating and then you're like, I gotta get a few waters in. And I... One time my group had to call, by the way, played with the Pepsi people and Wegmans people, which were incredible. We had a great time. Mostly Rochester located people. That was awesome. Cato Kalen was the celebrity in the group in front of us. And I completely forgot. I'm like, who is this guy? I know of him. Then come to find out, like, we're all Googling him and he's big. He was one of O.J. Simpson's friends. He was in the murder trial. And he actually... was a witness for the prosecution saying that he couldn't account for OJ's whereabout in that moment or whatever. But Cato was like, if he made a putt, we could hear it from the whole course. Like, he was so high energy. Shooter McGavin was there with a 12 people posse around him the whole time. Like, it was wild. It was incredible.
Did you win?
No, we were 8 under. And I felt like it was very respectable.
So,
the group in front of us was 15 under. Mm. There was a bunch of 16 and 17. And the group that won, believe it or not, Duffer, were 20 under.
Oh, I would believe it. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of par fours that are like 250 yards and par fives that are 490. Like, there was eagles to be had left and right, right? So it was, 20 under.
Highlight of the day for you?
Highlight of the day for me, the putt was pretty big. And then I you've played with me before, Duffer. I go very low with the tee, right? Very low.
I've played very little with you.
Yeah, but I hit my driver very low. One of the guy with us, he's like, you don't tee up your ball very low. I'm like, no, my swing, I go off the deck, like 3 wood off the deck on the tee box or whatever. And so we had about 310 yards on a par five. And he goes, I'm going to go driver off the deck. I'm gonna give it a try. He literally stuck it to about 12 feet. And when I say stuck it, the ball was in the air and it landed and it got like 2 feet of roll. The ball mark was there. The ball was driver off the deck over 300 yards. And he stuck it like with very little roll.
Were you always a lowercase T guy?
Yeah, I don't need to buy tees. I take all the broken ones on the golf course and I stuff them in my bag. But
I was the opposite as a kid. When I was playing a lot, like I couldn't wait to just, and it was all experimental stages. When you were playing as much as I was as a kid, like you're just willing to, okay, well, how can I like sharp hook this? How can I like heavy fade? How can I play, you know, turn my club upside down, play left-handed? All that kind of stuff. But I think the most fun I always had was, you know, if like, even if like maybe somebody had a Coke bottle or something and you would like tee it up off of like a foot off the ground, off the top of a, you know, something like that, or hammering your extended tee into the top of the wooden tee block.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
To give you extra, like
go really high.
Yes, absolutely. And then the irony is, as time has gone on and my drives have gotten shorter and shorter, is all I typically do is pop them up.
Yeah.
They have no sizzle and they might go 200 yards.
But that's good. Yesterday, Duffer, you would have been like driving probably 270 because it was dry and
downhill.
And downhill. And you would have been like 270, 275. Hey, listen, just got a very important text, by the way. You know, my insider work, but my brother-in-law says, you forgot my birthday is on the 19th. So, you know, my mom is today. I'm on the 15th. My niece Jordan's on the 17th. My brother-in-law Brian's on the 19th. And then my uncle and my godmother are next week on the 21st and 22nd. So just want to make sure I get around all the family members that have birthdays happening between now and the next 10 days.
This Friday episode where we all actually celebrate yours, we think, based on your earlier conversation, there's going to be a lot more shout outs. I have a feeling. So MGB, your initials. Yes.
Yep.
MGK is what I was watching last night. So
what were you watching?
Okay. So poor producer Jeff. He had, I was very cryptic yesterday on the road. Some would say to nowhere, but it ended up being somewhere, which was actually pretty great. So, you know, of course I stop about 3 hours into my journey, didn't tell him where I was going because I didn't want to jinx anything.
Oh.
And producer Jeff also has a affinity for the city of Columbus. So I didn't want to get his hopes up and then me walk away from Columbus going, oh, well, that was a waste of time. Mm. Anyway, as you might know, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, like Cleveland guy. So they had MGK days over the weekend in Cleveland, 8th through the 10th, celebration of his new album that dropped on Friday. And I was, other than having downloaded the album, I was kind of oblivious to what he's doing show-wise.
Yeah.
And my goal this year has been to try to get to as many shows of artists that I've not seen before. Okay. It's always been, well, last 5 years for sure, he's been on my list of artists to see. Somehow, late Sunday night, I discovered that, it's like he's got a few really small, like pop-up, unticketed events coming up. And one of them was in Columbus yesterday. So I click on a link, input my email, and go to bed hoping. And then yesterday, when the show starts, obviously I'm in show mode, and I forget to check my email.
Oh,
and I
know
this is a limited window opportunity.
So that's at noon. Like, show starts at noon, and you haven't checked.
I was fearful of that. No idea where the show was going to be, no idea the size of the venue, no idea the likelihood of getting tickets. But there was another email at noon yesterday that I then followed up with, and it again required like inputting a little bit of information and then hope. So the show ends. I'm like, okay, I still don't know how this is going to end. I still have a feeling like this could end up with me in Columbus 4.5 hours later for no good reason.
Like Casey Middlestat, you'd be in Columbus and no games, to be had.
Okay. So incredibly, I didn't think of Casey Middlestat yesterday, but I did think of Jacob Bryson. More on that later, maybe on air or off. Anyway, as I continue the drive to Columbus, I pull over, I see that I've got a new email. And it says, see you tonight, Columbus. And it identifies the venue. and it specifically says no lining up prior to 7 p.m. And I'm like, okay, well, this is unlikely. Like, and if that's the case, where are people going to congregate? Because presumably it's less than 200 people that are going to get into this place, of which I know nothing about. Mm-hmm. I roll into the neighborhood. It is a neighborhood, like the locals call it, like a townie bar. And
like going to South Buffalo for like an event or something.
If
like
you
a bar.
Could imagine like a familiar haunt for you, that is a corner bar, that, and when you walk in, there's the bar.
Yep.
Not exceedingly long, but long enough and limited, like really limited seating on the right hand side, like barely one row and not very much of it. And then in the back, like a pool table or two. Well, they then have a yard outside next to it that is also the length of the building. And that's where everything was set up. Anyway, I roll into this neighborhood, let's say 2:33 in the afternoon. There's already people lined up.
Yeah.
But not a lot. And it's mid-90s heat.
Oh.
And it is the side of the building that is never going to get any reprieve from this sun until 9 p.m.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Yeah. So I drive around, stall, keep checking, see if the line.
Try to stay in the air-conditioned vehicle, yeah, car.
And then I give up because I'm like, okay, I truly don't know how many people are going to get into this thing. And then I'm like, okay, well, what do I wear? And even though I'm parking like nearby, and I could run to the car. Like, I don't want to trust that the people that I'm going to be standing in line with are going to say, oh, yeah, we got your back. Like, you can run to the car anytime you want. Like, I didn't, you know, I didn't want to be like that guy.
No cutting as you're walking by everybody.
And having said that, like, obviously, to many, people would assume that 98% of the people in line, even if they were in their 30s, could be my children. Right. So, now, nobody made a bold proclamation like, what are you doing here? Like, you're old. But they were fascinated to know I was from Buffalo, which was pretty great. Anyway, I suck it up. I get in line. Dude. Like,
which it said no line. No line, but everybody's in line.
These are things that you have to overcome.
Yes.
As a rule follower, typically. The other thing that I had to not worry about was when I parked in the neighborhood and the signs clearly said
no parking.
3-hour limit between 8 in the morning and midnight. I'm like, well, if I'm lucky, I'm going to be here for 7 hours. So I can only hope that I don't get a ticket. But if I do get a ticket, that's going to be like the price of admission because
a ticket would be fine. It's getting towed. That's going to be hard.
Right. Because it had all my work stuff in the car. So it's a free show, so I'm not really worried about the cost. Anyway, I'm in line baking. Thank God I loaded up on sunscreen. We eventually get in well after 7. And then even though, and this is rock and roll, you know, oh yeah, doors at 7, show at 8. MGK doesn't come on. And there's nobody else, obviously. Like, it's 9:15. until he, so I have stood in place either inside or outside for a combined six hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this would be like having MGK perform in your backyard. This is a neighborhood venue with the next door neighbor's fence between the venue and their house, and their elevated deck, giving the neighbors the most prime seats to watch this show. It was the first and only thing I obsessed about when I came into the venue. I was like, it probably sucks to live next to a bar full of sometimes idiotic patrons night after night. But when something like this happens, what a win.
And anyway. And if MGK is there, that's probably because they do it quite often with artists. Yeah, and
I wouldn't say that. But I have no idea how this came to be. This,
you know,
this
what's incredible, Duffer, is that you are the music guy. I am not. I have gone to see concerts and artists or whatever. But I did see Machine Gun Kelly.
I know.
Machine Gun Kelly. Before you ever have seen him. I saw him with Fall Out Boys years ago at KeyBank Center.
You were who I thought of because I finally was able to say, Marty doesn't have scoreboard on me anymore. Yeah. This is amazing.
This is the show where, like, we're there to see the Fall Out Boys. And the first artist that came on, oh, my gosh, I forget their name. Well, every time
Run
I
the
die,
Jewels.
I think, was that?
Run the Jewels, I believe.
Maybe,
who,
but every time I die, the Buffalo Band.
Oh, sorry, it was Every Time I Die. Yeah.
They were there too. There was another band. There was Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm there with my two oldest daughter and Jacob,
who were not that
and
old.
And they're dancing, but that's when Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem, I think, were having a feud. It was like pretty big, and he's singing these songs that are. There's a lot of swear words and whatever, and my girls are dancing. Oh, so I look over and I'm like, okay, they're liking this. Maybe they're not listening to the lyrics. And all of a sudden, my oldest looks over to me. She goes, Dad, he's very good. It's a lot of good music, but his message is not very good. Because it was like something about the police or criminals or whatever. And she's like, this is awesome. He's very good. But his message is not very, very nice. Ice or something. I was like dying, but yes.
So MGK comes onto the stage and he is in a, like many humans, many artists, he's in a challenging phase right now of life. Sobriety, new baby, separation, back together, depends on what day you read. And so the sobriety part was, expected. But also when he came on the stage, and I couldn't quite tell whether they were keeping the music and the vocals a little bit muted, maybe due to neighborhood noise ordinance. But it sounded to me as a regular concert goer that they might have been just trying to protect his voice a little bit, that he wasn't nearly 100%, right? Mm-hmm. So within maybe three songs, the neighbors now have Machine Gun Kelly on their garage roof. It is right next to the fence. So he hops the fence.
Oh my gosh. And we are getting videos of this.
And climbs up onto this. And it was so fun because he's a rapper by nature. So he starts playing off of his location and constant shout outs to the neighbors, and then specifically asks for ginger ale, which leads to not only reinforcing the sobriety part, but the fact that he might not have been 100%. Eventually the neighbors bring out the ginger ale. He works that into a rap and he's up there, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes at least. And it was so fun. And it was an hour show wrapped around with all that heat and standing and testing one's patience, but also appreciating what I see in others, specifically young people, right? Because I'm not a talker. I I literally stand in these situations just like, and almost say nothing for hours at a time. And I just absorb. I listen. And what I find amazing is how it really doesn't matter to me, the age difference. It's just about having good or bad, the life experiences where every artist is relatable or can be relatable. And despite where MGK is in life, like his new album, Lost Americana, I think you would like a lot of it. It's it actually has kind of his own take, which includes it's like a half cover of Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charmed Life, but it's his version of it. But he sings the chorus of Semi-Charmed Life. And I really relate to a lot of what he's kind of going through and what he talks about. And I will never lose that pleasure of constantly trying to learn and listen, most importantly.
What an incredible like event to be at, and the unexpected nature of it. So when you showed the video of MGK on the roof, the first thing that I think about is the movie Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. When, Russell is on the roof, and he's yelling, "I'm a golden god!" And the kid is like, "Don't fall off, don't jump." And he goes, "I'm going to jump." And but that's what it feels like. It was a neighborhood party that he got to it, and he's like basically standing on the roof of the garage wanting to jump. And that look of MGK on the roof is incredible. So what a fun, like unique, and very few people got to experience it, but that's really, really cool, man. What a turn of event from the show yesterday at noon, not knowing what's going to happen, to 1 o'clock, to 3 o'clock, to 7 o'clock, to like, by that time, it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And you're like, man, this is gone way, way better than you expected.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other part of it. As you can imagine, all these spontaneous journeys that I go on, they usually come with some sort of preparation as far as lodging and transportation. Yeah. But because I had no idea whether I was actually going to get into it, I wasn't going to book a hotel, because if I was not in, I was just going to turn around and drive home, and it was going to be a 10-hour drive day, and like that was it, right? So as I'm standing there hour after hour after hour waiting, I'm like, maybe I should get a hotel. So luckily I got one like a dirt cheap mile away. Yeah, I was tucked in before 11 o'clock, and it was ridiculous. It was just one of those, you put your head down and you're like, what just happened? So,
getting up on the roof of a house or of a garage is always something that stands out and can make a statement. Talking about roof also made me think that one year we were in LA.
Team of the day.
We were in LA. Actually, I wasn't with the Sabres then. So I was with the Flyers. Chris Drury had signed with the New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. And the Sabres were in LA that year. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, what is going on? And it's George Babcock and Paul Ketterer at the time, with like equipment guys. Mm-hmm. And they found out which house Chris Drury was living in Manhattan Beach. He had a summer house over there. But Drew is in New York with the Rangers. I'm in Philly, whatever. And then George is sending us pictures. He's on top of Chris Drury's roof in Manhattan Beach. And can you imagine the neighbors thinking, like, there's somebody on top of the Drury's house. Like, what's going on? And so we are dying laughing, because anybody on the roof is funny. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If you find yourself on the roof of a house, somehow it's funny.
Well, we have, as wild as yesterday's 24 hours was for the two of us, we have a 48-hour home opener flash sale happening right now from a Sabre standpoint. And this is to get you in the building for puck drop on the 25-26 season. Tickets are starting for this next 48-hour window at just $25. You can visit sabres.com/opener. And we will likely, even though they're not the home opener matchup, that's the Rangers, we will likely get to our team of the day, the LA Kings, next. Yes. On Sabres Live.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.